What we're left with from Mishnah Yud Aleph is the chiyuv, the s, the asay, and the two lavin of paying a worker on time. We will magdim that that's only by employee-employer relationships. What about somebody buys something, somebody borrows something? There is a time to pay, but the person is not over an asay and a lav if he's doicha paying a loiv, paying a malve. Should be paying on time. The malva could be goiver from the loiva, but he's not over anything. Here the Mishnah discusses, Taka, who are the people that have to be paid on time? What type of relationships are governed by this asay with lois asays? Echad tzchar adam, ve'echad tzchar behema. This is both if the employee is a person, if the employee is a behema. Now, an employee is not a behema. We don't have relationships with animals. The relationship is with somebody who rented him his animal. Renting an animal for work to somebody is also a gevissa employer-employee relationship, even though really it relates to a chefetz. And therefore, if we say schar behema also, the Mishnah adds ve'echad schar kelim. Even rentals, cars, chairs, lawnmowers, any type of rental is governed by these halachas. Yesh be mishum biyoy moitit en zchoroi. V'yesh be mishum leisolim pula asochi itcho ad boike. There's a point over here that's important to make. We spoke in the previous perek about the relationship between a masker and a soicher. We have a loshen of a gemara, schiris liyem memkahu, which means luchroira. And this is where some of the Rishonim and Achronim extend this idea. That when a person is renting something, when Reuven rents his house to Shimon, he's really not different than selling him. He's selling him a schus tashmishin of the month, the year, the whatever it is. So why would there be, if by a sale there's no halacha of Baal Tolan, he's not an employer-employee, why would that be different by renting him out? Renting is just a smaller form of sale. L'chayv l'shteit is that it's not as simple as that. Of course, there's a shibud haguf between the masker and the soicher. The masker is mechuyiv to allow the soicher into his house. The masker has a personal commitment to the soicher to allow the rental to go through. And because of that, that means that the masker, b'midim suyemes, is working for the soicher. Mashenkin, when a moicher sells something to a lekech, there's no working relationship. The moicher transfers ownership, tmuras kesef, and that's that. There's no pu'ula, and there's no schar pu'ula. Memela, it's not shaykh, the whole din of leson pu'ula says itcho ad boike. Gemara makes it into a drosha. The pasuk says, leson pu'ula sachi itcho ad boike, kol shehu itcho. There's baltolin on anybody who's kol shehu pu'ula sa itcho. Itcho means he's with you. So he's with you is also where his kelim or his behemah is with you. That includes a rental relationship. Emasai. The whole din over here is only bizman she tvo'oi. Is only where the person who has to be paid, the employee, the landlord who's renting something, is teveya right then. The chalois chiyuv that carries with it a lavan asay is only at kama that he was teveya and he said, no, where's my money? Taxi driver, when he finishes the drive, turns to the customer and says, no, where's the money? That's the tvi. You have to pay him before the end of the day. Very often, people that provide services, landlords, they're not tevei that day, so you have to pay. And you should be paying on time, but lemaisa, there's no din of Baal Tolan. That din is only by tvoi. Loi tvoi, if he wasn't tevei, anyway, v'olof. Now here the Mishnah says an interesting din. Himcho eitzel chenvini oy eitzel shulchini. What happens if the Baal Bais has a business, he has workers, and what he does is there's a complicated, like a chain relationship, where the worker, the Torah even says, "Kielav hu noisias nafshe," the pasuk says. The reason why the Torah was so machmir to be paid on time is because the employee, the standard employee, is somebody who's working that day. He works that day, he needs to be paid. He's going to take that money, go to the shuk, buy food, and go home and feed his family. Kielav noisias nafshe on that day's wages. So very often they would have a relationship where the owner of the factory where there are common day laborers working would refer them to a store that's affiliated, a food store, a grocery store, And he would go over there and he would get from the grocery what he needed for that day's wage, from that day's wages, and he would go home and feed his family. It's a lot easier than taking money and then he has to figure out where to go. Like this, he has an address. He goes straight to a store. Those days, it was easier that way. Himcho min means that he separated the worker from him, from collecting from him, and he put him, the Lashon Gemara is him, hemidoi, etzol chenvi, he referred him to a chenvi who was going to give him food, oi, etzol shulchani, or conversely, he doesn't have cash, not giving him groceries. He's giving him cash, but the cash he doesn't have. He has his friend who has change to give the small money that a day laborer made. He would refer him to over there, and that's where it was. Once he made the necessary arrangements for him, then the fact that the payment wasn't paid is not grounds for violation. Why? Because Lamaisa, the arrangements were made for him to be paid. That doesn't mean that by referring him to a grocery or to a shulchani, he becomes potter of the chayv. It's still his chayv. But since the arrangements were made, that doesn't go under the heading of negligence of paying. Then the Mishnah says, Sochir bizmanoi. The assumption is that an employer does not pay an employee until the term of employment is over, be it the day, the week, the month. We explained this before. Therefore, what happens, let's say, tack in the middle of the day, he goes over to the boss and he says, I want to be paid. Maybe he doesn't even have a right to ask for it, but let's say he does. And the boss says, I already paid you. The halacha is that nishba, the soicher has a din to be nishba v'noitel, which is a chiddush. Shvuas deraisa are always only nishboin v'niftorin. There's a claim, a teveh nitva, shvu deraisa, the nitva has to free himself, either a shomer or a moedi b'miktsas, or an eid echod is saying that he owes the money. Mashenken, a nishba v'noitel is only by takana derabonon. The arichus dvarim of these dinim, when there's a shvuas nishbon v'noitlin, is explained in the Masechta Shvuas. Ovas manoi, let's say the time already passed, so then the assumption is, there's almost a chazaka, stomi is, that the employer paid on time. Why? Because Rechman Zon, he's over in a lava, two lavin and an asev, he didn't pay him, the stomi paid. So mele, ovas manoi, ain't nishbon v'noitlin, there's no assumption that he didn't pay. During this man, there's a chazaka in Odin Perea, over here, there's a chazok, ain't adam oivir belav v'shtei lav v'asei. So therefore, ain't an ishba v'noitl. Im yesh edim shetvoi. If there are edim that he was tevei him toich the employment and he denied it, even though now we're after the term of employment, he was tevei him that day before the day was up, and he said, I paid you already. And they didn't go right away to a bezin, then that night he's tevei him again. On that, we still have the original assumption that if he said he paid, the assumption is he didn't pay. Therefore, Hareza Nishma v'Noitel, that retains its status of being stacked against the Balabais. What's debatable is that Harei, the whole din, the Chazaka, that he's going to pay on time, is only that he's going to pay him on time. If he's a Poel Yoim, he's going to pay him by the end of the night. If he's a Schir Yoim, if he's a Schir Laila, he's going to pay him by the end of the day. So let's say he's Tevei him the next time frame. The assumption is that he paid him already. And then Mameli has a right to say, Parati, and there's no Nishba v'noitl. What happens if it's a week later? A week later, either he was over or he wasn't over. But to say that Adlo Netzach, he could always be Nishba v'noitl, is not Yalla Allah Das. So the Gemara understands that Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, it's Pasha, there has to be some time limit. Either it's one Oina, or it's the Oina immediately after that Oina. Take a look at the Tesis Yom Tiv, the Rishonim. Have an arichus on that. Mishnah Yud Gimel. This Mishnah is legabe one of the facets of Gvias Choyv, which is the din that a malva can take from a loiva a mashkin. We've had already a few of the dinim of mashkin, and legabe what status in terms of shmira the malva has on the mashkin that he got from the loiva. But here we're dealing with a different facet, not so much the choshim mishpot of mashkin, but the issa v'heter. What's that? The Torah places several, in Parshas Kiseitze, several Isurim in the Parsha of a Mashkin. Theoretically, al pi choshim mishpat, a Mashkin could be goyver from a loiva, and he could keep a Mashkin until the loiva pays back the money. The Torah limits that both in Pashas Kiseis, like we said in Pashas Mishpatim. One din is that you're not allowed to, a malva, a creditor, is not allowed to burst into the house of a loive to take a mashkin bal kochli. The pasuk says, "Kisashe bereacha mashas meuma loyovay loysovay al beiser lavet avoyte." It's not allowed to come to his house to grab, to confiscate whatever he can. Bachutz tamid, he has to stand with their heads by the door. Voisha shat neishim boy, the person who owes you money, yoytze lachzu avoyte chutz. He'll bring out the chayfits to hold on to kenegad the chayv. That's one. There's also the Torah limits how much you can keep hold on to it. L'chayra, if you want to really pressure a loiva, a malva who's a little bit cruel and heartless should take away his winter coat and have him walk around the whole winter without a coat. That'll get him to pay the chayv, to work hard, pay the chayv. Torah says no. Im ish oni hu loisishkav ba'avoyto, you're not allowed to take his blanket at night, his pajamas, or his jacket, his coat during the day. Hoshev toshev le'esavoy, kiboy ha'shemesh. V'shochav v'salmoso, he'll be able to sleep in his night clothing. V'rachecho, l'choti etzdokal t'nei Hashem l'kecho. It's like an act of tzedokah, meaning say, al tzchoy shemishpid, be able to keep it. But there's a din to go beyond what the regular relation of a malva loiv is. The Torah said there's an issa v'heter on keeping that shaloi k'din. Pasuk says also, im choval tachbol d'zim pashas mishpotim, salmas v'echa b'y Hashemish t'shivenu lo, ki uksus levade, that's his only clothing. You're going to take away his clothing. He has nothing to wear during the day. That the Torah also says in, again, in Dvorim, there's a lava, bazunder lava taking a mashkin from an almono, even balkorcho. There's also an isser on taking something that he uses for his basic livelihood. You're not allowed to take the rechaim that he uses to produce his livelihood, because then he'll never be able to get out of it. So these are all extra dinim, which the Torah defines as luchoti etzdaka. Torah looks at this as something beyond, but it's lavin in essence, not just extra credit. It's mamish yisurim chamurim. So the Mishnah says, Hamalva is chaveroi, came the time of peroyin, lo yimashkenenu, even though Betzim has a right to take a mashken, bal korchoi, but he's not allowed to take it from him, bal korchoi, elo bebezdin. The Shliach Bezdin is the one who goes and says to the loiva, look, you're going to have to give something as security. And that's the way it has to be done. V'lo yikonis, even the Shliach Bezdin is not allowed to go lebeisir little mashkoinei, shenema bachutz tamid. So the Mishnah L'chori understands that bachutz tamid, the limitation to stand outside, is even on the Shliach Bezdin. But to go himself, that stam is not allowed to do. He's not allowed to force the loiva to give over something, even in the street. That is only I did a Shliach Bezdin. There are those that understand, you look at the Tesis Yomtiv, brings Shittis. There are those that understand that Beiser Lav Davka, and the din, the real din over here is for the Malva not to take the law into his own hand. He has to go through due process. So Meli can't go into the house, has to be a Shliach Bezdin. Others understand, this is the Shittah of Tesis on Dav Kuf Yud Gimel, that this second din, that only the Shliach Bezdin could go in, that's only Midrabbanan. The din derais is only Beisoy, can't burst his way in. This that only the Shliach Bezdin can do, that's an extra din, that's only a gzeru. Hoyeloi shnei kelim, let's say the loiva has two kelim. One that he uses by day, we'll call it two articles of clothing. One he uses by day, one he uses by night. Noitel, echod, uminiach echod. Takes one, he leaves him one. Now, what we're talking about over here is really not articles of clothing. We're talking about things that he could use. Pillow, a plow that he uses for work. Umachzis akar balayla, a pillow he has to return by night. Vesamachareisha, the plow, he has to return by yom. Vimeis, if the loiva dies before the chayv was paid up, ene machzis liyoshov, he does not have to return to the yoshim. The mitzvah of Hashovas HaAvoyit is only regarding the loiva himself, because that has that disadvantaged chemistry between them. The Yoshim, he doesn't have a personal relationship, he doesn't have that. The Pasuk says, Hoshev Toshev Loyes HaAvoyit, Loy V'Loy L'Yoshev. The Gemara Darshins. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Oymer, he argues, Af La'atzmei Machzi, even to the guy himself, he doesn't have to return to Elat Shloshim Yoyim. Shloshim Yoyim is the stummiest of how long Bezdin gives a loiva to scramble and sell something, borrow something else, come up with the money that you owe. Until Lamed Yoyim. after Lamed Yom, Shloshim Yom V'Lahalon Mocherim Bezdin. Mameli, he doesn't have a right. That wouldn't be called Stam HaMashkin. Betz and Bezdin could sell that Chefetz. So that we look at that as more than Stam HaMashkin, and it's not bound by the limitations of how long and how hard you're allowed to hold the Mashkin against the Loivet. The Mechira has to be done Hayde Bezdin. But after 30 days, it has that extra level of taking it, not just as a mashkin, but taking it as a peroin, something to sell off. Almono, ben shi aniya, ben shi ashir. The din of almono has nothing to do with whether he has another one, he has another pair of pajamas, nothing to do with that. An almono, one is not allowed to chepa with an almono, it's one of the lavin, where the Torah gives extra level of sensitivity. And mil the halach is ein memashkinoi, so shenema v'leisachpo beged almono. We read the other pasuk that if he takes his basic, what he uses to earn his keep, so then Mamela Zev Beloise, Rechaim Mishum Shnei Kalim, Shenemala Yachbo, Rechaim Varochav, there's two lavin. If he takes, then he's Chaim on both parts. One is the top part of the kli, one is the receptacle on the bottom. Veloy Rechaim Varechav Vadomro, called over Shoism Bechon Nevish, the Tsushdal over here, Shenemar. He's taking that which he earns, his nafshias, his basic upkeep with. He's not allowed to take that from the loiver. Just say of an interesting machloikis rishonim is what happens if somebody goes to an almon and somebody takes a mashkin. The Rambam says, if he had asroi, chayv malkis. The Ravid says, no. The Ravid says, over here, this is financial wrongdoing. What's he supposed to do? He's supposed to give it back. Any lav that's nitn l'tashlumin, any lav that's financial by nature, where the real cause and effect is the person does, he steals, he breaks, he damages, is mechuyev to pay back, doesn't have malchus. Financial lav don't have malchus. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that naturally, al tzachosh mishpat shaboy, be'etzim, he has a right to take it. This is the akdama that we said. The Torah placed a lav in terms of sensitivity to an almana. This is not a din inside Chayshim Mishpat. Okay, it's broadened Chayshim Mishpat, but Be'etzim, it's extra Chayshim Mishpat. It's extra legal. This is a Lefnim Yishur Sadin, which is din. And because of that, the Avera is not a financial Avera. It's an Avera of chepering with an almana's feelings. With a Maisis. It's a Lav Sheyesh by Maisis, and it's not a Lav Sheyesh by Shenitin L'Tashlum. We'll just say over in the Mishnah, takes the time to say almana ben shi aniya ben shi ashira. The Mishnah is coming lafuke. There's a shita that holds that we dash in time of the crow. The time of the crow is you're chepering with an almana because she doesn't have. Bidechal an almana is poor. So what happens if you have an almana husband left her over millions? That you're chepering? The kamash plan is loy dash in time of the crow. The Torah says you're not allowed to chep with an almana. You're not allowed to chep with an almana. It doesn't make a difference what the reasoning is. The Gemara gives a few examples. This is the Tana Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon derish time of the crow. We don't hold of that. So Mel over here, the din is Bein Ani or Bein Ashir. It's interesting to see in the Gemara the other examples of Dashin and time the crow where Reb Shimon holds that the time the crow would tell us Nafkaminus Lalocha. But again, we don't hold that way.